Orfeo e de Eurydice by Christoph Willibald von Gluck. What on earth, you may ask, can that marvellous tune have to do with this? Let alone this. Well, that last extract is from Offenbach's Orpheus in the Underworld, and the others are settings by Gluck and Monteverdi of The Legend of Orpheus, second oldest and most durable of operatic themes. Musical historians tell us that the very first opera was written just before 1600 by the composer Jacopo Peri, and was entitled Daphne, based on the mythological tale of Apollo and Daphne. The second, and the earliest opera to survive, also by Peri, was an opera about Orpheus and his wife Eurydice. Numerous other composers in the 400-year history of opera have set the tale of Orpheus, and it is easy to see why. The legendary power of his music to tame wild beasts and control the forces of nature appealed to composers as the highest expression of their art. The short phrase we heard from Monteverdi's setting of the legend is from a complete Naxos recording of L'Orfeo, considered by many to be the first real opera worth serious staging, and written about 150 years before Gluck's masterpiece.